Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number every day on The Bright Side, and we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. We're going to talk to Dr. and Mrs. Future at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the future of humanity, future of human beings. Dr. and Mrs. Future are the host of the Dr. Future Show on KSCO, and they are, as you might imagine, futurists and technologists, and they have a lot of interesting things to say about the future of technology, especially as it relates to human beings. And we'll have the futures on at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur and you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, now's your opportunity. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, the futures will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Last we spoke, we were talking about phospholipids, phosphorus, supermagnetic electrical element, my favorite element on the periodic table, responsible for life itself. Phosphorus makes matches. Phosphorus makes fireworks. Phosphorus creates biophotons. Yes, biological light. That's such a cool concept to me, that the biological system, that biology makes light. In the human body, we're constantly making light. We just can't detect it with our eyes, but we can detect it with devices. Your DNA is a light emitter, largely because of its phosphorus. Cells are light emitters, largely because of their phosphorus. Phosphorus on the outside of the cell is in the form of phospholipids, phosphorus being water-soluble, lipids being lipid-soluble or fat-soluble, and the combination makes the perfect emulsifier. That's why they're used. Phospholipids are used in skincare. That's why I use them in skincare products. That's why phospholipids are found in your digestive juices, specifically bile, and this emulsifying action. is responsible for liberating fats, essential fatty acids, and phytonutrients and fatty vitamins from foods. If you have a bile deficiency, which is not uncommon, or if you've had your gallbladder taken out, which unfortunately is not uncommon, or you have a liver problem, you may not be able to make this super important emulsifier, which is one of the body's most important liquids, bile. Using phospholipid supplements can help. Lecithin, of course, is the way most phospholipid supplements come in the form of. They come in the form of lecithin. You can also eat phospholipids. Phospholipid-containing foods are the kind of foods they tell you not to eat, like eggs and dairy and organ meats. Phospholipids are found in what we call the cholesterol complex. The cholesterol complex is the building complex that's found in building foods like eggs and meat and dairy. Once again, these are foods that we are told that we should be not eating a lot of. Phospholipids in the skin also act to conduct electrical energy. Phospholipids in the skin allow the skin to act like a force field. At least there's a couple reasons why the skin acts as a force field, but one of them is the phospholipids. By force field, I mean the skin emits energy that allows or causes microbes and bad guys to bounce off, if you will. Skin pH is tightly regulated, and the pH of the skin needs to be slightly acidic. When the skin pH is slightly acidic, it spews. Remember, acid spews and alkaline sucks. The inside of the body needs to be in a sucking state. The outside of the body needs to be on a spewing state, a fountain state, a pushing out state. One of the most fascinating aspects of the skin is that it's this living organ. When you look at the skin, we all know it's an organ. It's the body's largest organ. Everybody knows that. Even people who don't know anything about biology will say, oh yeah, the skin is the body's largest organ. It sure doesn't look very much like an organ. Organs are gooey, they're slimy, they're bloody, they're pulsating. You don't really want to look at an organ. It's kind of makes you sick if you have to see a bone sticking out of your skin, or you were to see your intestines coming out of your body. You don't want to see an organ, whether it's yours or anybody else's, because it's got this kind of bloody, gooey, pulsating quality. But the skin doesn't look like that. The skin doesn't really look like an organ, but looks are deceiving. And, in fact, the skin meets all of the criteria of an organ, which, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, is defined as a group of tissues, quote, a group of tissues in a living organism that have been adapted to perform a specific function, unquote. That's what an organ is, and certainly the skin meets that criteria. In the case of the skin, the function of the skin is to serve as a protective barrier that defends the inside of the body from the outside elements. That's its main role, is to serve as a protective barrier. But there's a lot more functions that the skin performs. It's no mere protective barrier. The skin is making hormones. The skin is making vitamins. The skin is processing fats. The skin prevents moisture loss and assures that the body maintains its critical hydration levels. Hydration is very, very important for the functioning of enzymes, functioning of chemistry. This is why water levels are tightly controlled in the body. Super tightly controlled. Even if you're really maximally thirsty, if you're super, super thirsty, you haven't really lost a lot of hydration. You have to be really, really dehydrated. You have to be like walking in the desert for days kind of thing, or not ingesting water for days, in order for dehydration to really have a significant effect. But you can still have mild effects of dehydration even if you're just a little bit dehydrated. That's where you get into fatigue issues. I've always said one of the best ways to get energy first thing in the morning is to drink two or three full glasses of water, cold glasses of water. Under conditions of effective or optimum hydration, enzymes work more effectively, and that means biochemistry works more effectively, and that means you have more energy. I wonder how many times people feel they're tired and all they really need is just more water to upregulate their enzymes and their biochemistry. So the skin maintains moisture levels, maintains hydration levels. The skin also acts as a blockade to ultraviolet radiation, acts as a sun protector. It protects the lower tissues from the effects of solar radiation. The skin is a sensory system. It detects touch. It detects temperature. It helps regulate our temperature. It helps regulate the temperature of the entire body. The skin is an immune organ. That's one of the most fascinating, as far as I'm concerned, that's one of the most fascinating roles that the skin plays, and one of the most impactful roles that it plays, because almost all, if not all, I'm going to go out on a limb, I'm going to say all skin diseases, all the things we hate about our skin, whether it's eczema or psoriasis or dermatitis or rashes or itchiness or aging or hyperpigmentation. There's a long list of things we hate about how our skin looks. They're all somehow involved the immune system. And this nature, the immune nature of the skin, is very important, is as unrecognized as it is important. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our lines are open. Lots of lines open, actually. 844-236-6010. And if you're on hold, we'll get to you in just a sec.
I want to remind you about to attend an event. I've been meaning to talk about this. I'm going to be doing a Zoom or a Google Meet event answering questions with my friend Rebecca Kozik. And you can get a link to attend this event. This will be this Saturday, 2 o'clock Mountain Time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time. It's going to be a Q&A on the longevity products and the longevity business. That's this Saturday, August 14th. Send an email to betterbythemintehealth@gmail.com. betterbythemintehealth@gmail.com. Ask for an invite if you want to attend. We'll answer questions about the longevity products, the longevity business, and also if you have health challenges that you want help with, we'll address those as well. If you want to attend, send an email to betterbythemintehealth@gmail.com. That's this Saturday, August 14th, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. All right, Alan Sunlandell, the Futures, Dr. and Mrs. Future, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. They've been doing the Dr. Future Show for the Dr. and Mrs. Future Show, I should say, for 12 years on KSCO, and they're good friends of mine. And they've been on the Bright Side before. We're going to talk about the future of the human race vis-a-vis as it relates to technology and technological advances. Al and Son are both futurists and technologists and also experts on the relationship between consciousness and technology. We'll talk to the futures at the bottom of the hour. I'll get your calls here in just a minute, 844-236-6010. All right, I want to just talk about this article that I read this morning real quickly, and then we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. This is from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Vegan women cut hip fracture risk with vitamin D and calcium supplementation. Vegan women, vegans are folks who don't eat meat or any meat or any animal products or fish, dairy, etc., and they're at risk for hip fractures and osteoporosis and deterioration of the connective tissue because, as we said in our last segment, the cholesterol complex, which is only found in animal foods, is a building complex. Vegans do not get the cholesterol complex. Now, if you're a vegetarian, and you can eat eggs, you'll get the cholesterol complex in eggs. But if you're vegan, vegans don't even eat eggs, you're going to be missing the major building components from foods. This is so important for people to understand. Yes, there's a problem with animal foods. I'm aware of that. We feed our animals terribly. We take care of our animals terribly. Factory farming and antibiotics and hormones and all of these conspire to make our meat and our animal foods not as healthy as they might be. And this is one of the reasons why vegans don't eat meat and don't eat animal products. And it's hard to argue with that reasoning. There's also, of course, philosophical reasons why people want to avoid animal foods and animal products, and I can relate to that. However, the facts are the facts, folks. You can't get around it. You can't get around the fact that you're not going to be getting the most important building components in foods if you're a vegan, period. There's no getting around that. You could try it with mushrooms. You can try it with beans. And there are ways you can cobble together some of these nutrients. But the cholesterol complex, the phospholipids, the vitamin K, the vitamin E, vitamin A, and the vitamin E, and the cholesterol in this complex of substances that's found together in animal foods, the cholesterol complex, as I call it, is not available to vegans. So, this article caught my attention. Vegan women cut hip fracture risk with vitamin D and calcium supplementation. Now, it's not going to be as perfect as the cholesterol complex and as perfect as eating foods. Nonetheless, if you're taking calcium supplements and vitamin D, you may be able to mitigate some of the risks associated with missing out on some of these cholesterol complex substances, these building substances. You always want to take your vitamin D and calcium together. If you're taking calcium supplements, vitamin D helps you absorb calcium. That's vitamin D's main role. We hear a lot about vitamin D for the immune system, and vitamin D is supposed to be important for the intestine, and it's important for the microbiome, and vitamin D plays a major role in almost everything in the body, especially in terms of helping us get by in life. Helps with our blood sugar, helps with our nervous system and brain health, but its main role is to support the absorption of calcium from the intestine. That's vitamin D's main role. And by the way, calcium, when we think of calcium, we tend to think of just building bones. That's what most people think of when they think of calcium, building things and giving bones hardness to them. But really, calcium's main role is to activate cells. Calcium is an activator of cells, all cells. The structural component or the structural role that calcium plays in the body is just one of its roles and not even its major role. Its major role, calcium's major role, is to turn things on. It activates cells. It's a signaling molecule. And that's why calcium is so darn important, not just for bones, but for helping all of the cells do their business. It helps muscle cells muscle. It helps heart cells heart. It helps skin cells skin. It helps all the cells do what they do. It's an activator of cells. And vitamin D is important because it helps you absorb calcium under conditions of vitamin D deficiency, which is common. Calcium absorption will not proceed as it should from the intestine, and you will run into problems with all of your cells. That means you'll run into problems with your entire body. Under conditions of vitamin D deficiency via this calcium connection, under conditions of vitamin D deficiency, your calcium will not be absorbed as effectively. Guess what? Nothing in your body will work as it should because calcium activates cells. It's not just important for bones and the structural components. If you're vegan and you're supplementing with calcium, make sure you're using vitamin D, or even better, make sure you're getting out in the sun and getting the real vitamin D, which is the vitamin D that we make. And don't let anybody tell you that vitamin D from supplements is just as good as vitamin D from the sun. It is not. Because vitamin D from the sun, the kind of vitamin D we make, is released into the body slowly as the body, or into the bloodstream slowly, the way the body likes it. When you take a calcium supplement, when you take a vitamin D supplement, it's your vitamin D levels spike. They go up and then they drop. And that's not how the body likes to get its nutrition. It likes to get its nutrition at a nice, slow, steady state level. And that's the kind of vitamin D you're going to get from the sun. Of course, and another thing is vitamin D comes from cholesterol in the skin, which is another important point about cholesterol. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's go to the phones. And let's see here. Let's go to Liz in Ohio and say good morning to Liz. What's up, Liz?
Hi, Ben. I was wondering if I could tell you a little story about my epilepsy.
Yes, I'd like to hear, but we only have about a minute and a half, so you got to go fast.
Okay. Well, basically, at 28, I began to have seizures, and I managed to reduce them with omega-3s and the keto diet.
Nice.
But the doctors were suggesting brain surgery, and I said no until I had a huge car accident having a seizure while driving, and I gave
in. Oh, geez. Okay. What kind of surgery?
Thing is, temporal lobectomy.
Okay.
Thing is, I had been donating plasma regularly for 10 years prior to this, 6 years before they started. My surgeon knew about this, never said anything negative, but to stop it before surgery. After I did, afterwards, I had a seizure. And I immediately stopped. A few months later, I asked them if that had caused it, and they said, no, you were just healing, blah, blah. So I tried it again, and I had another one. Pure coincidence, right?
Right.
The only two I've had after surgery. That was 2 years ago, and thank God I haven't had any more. But basically, I'm just constantly thinking about it. I've now read about the side effects of the sodium citrate, and that includes seizures. And I just wish I could go back in time to never do this. So I'm wondering your opinion.
Breathing. Your most important thing to do is, number one, breathing. You should be practicing breathing. That should be your number one focus, is practicing slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Read about it. Watch it on YouTube. Do everything you could do. Look into Vivation, V-I-V-A-T-I-O-N, Vivation. There's all kinds of strategies for calming the body down, but breathing is the best, and that's what you want to focus on, calming the body down, relaxing. Liz, I hope you'll call back tomorrow because there's...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shortly after the Senate passed the bipartisan $1 trillion plus infrastructure bill, the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint. The next big spending package pushed by Democrats include more money for education, health care, climate change, and other provisions without a single GOP support. The party line vote, 50-49, came just before 4 a.m. Eastern Wednesday morning. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. The Taliban seized three more provisional capitals in Afghanistan and a local army headquarters in a blitz across the country's northeast, officials said Wednesday. With the insurgents now controlling some two-thirds of the nation, the United States and NATO finalized their withdrawal after decades of war. Kabul itself has not been directly attacked. The speed of the Taliban victory raises questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control of its countryside. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now that disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be stepping down amid his disgusting behavior and retaliation to sexual abuse whistleblowers, who will be taking Cuomo's place running the Empire State? It will be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who remained silent all throughout Cuomo's fall from grace. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, who will be a gubernatorial candidate, gives Fox News his opinion on the Lieutenant Governor, soon to be Governor.
First off, on the scandals, from one scandal to the next, Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant had nothing to say. She was silent. I saw it firsthand where it was an embrace of the intimidation, harassment, abuse that was Andrew Cuomo's claim to fame. And he believed that New York loves their emperor governors. He would rule by fear. And Kathy Hochul looked up to it. And she ended up ascending to lieutenant governor and now governor following it. And as far as the policies go, I don't expect when she takes office that she's going to be advocating for paying people less by the government so that they would return back to work. I don't expect her to repeal cashless bail and keep qualified immunity to help make sure that the handcuffs are on criminals as opposed to law enforcement.
Kathy Hochul will become the first woman to serve as governor of New York and will serve out the rest of Cuomo's term until the 2022 midterms. Cuomo will step down in a couple of weeks. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search box. If you miss a program, you can always review a program or a topic or share a topic with a friend or loved one. We've got 10-plus years of archived information at brightsideben.com, as well as the longevity products, which you can purchase right off the website, or you can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to purchase and ask about joining the Brightside Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great way to enter into the world of business without having to invest a lot of money, and it's also a great way to help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to join the Brightside Ben team, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or my videos and news stories and blog posts at criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. And also, I would like to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including dry skin and acne and eczema and prevention of post-surgical or post-traumatic scarring. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that is why we have 2,200 now, 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a look at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed with a D.com for our reviews, and truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments with an S.com to purchase our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I am stoked to talk to our guests today, my good friends Alan and Sun Lindell, the Futures. Dr. and Mrs. Future have been hosting the Dr. and Mrs. Future show for 12 years on KSCO. They cover everything from high-tech breakthroughs to the evolution of consciousness itself. Alan was the first West Coast editor of Byte magazine, and his wife, Mrs. Future, as she puts it, emerged from a paradise world beyond any mortal description. Sounds like something Mrs. Future would say. And is genuinely attuned to creating a beautiful world for us all. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Sun and Al, the Futures, Dr. and Mrs. Future. Hey, guys.
Hey.
That is so you, Mrs. Future. Emerged from a paradise world beyond any mortal description. That's great.
Yeah.
So how did you end up in this crazy place then? How did you end up here? Did you ever see that Bugs Bunny cartoon where Bugs Bunny says, "I knew I should have made a left in Albuquerque," where he pops out?
Look, I found it. Rick and Morty, you know, you didn't find her here.
What did you see, Rick? Did you do Roy 2.0? Did you guys do Roy 2.0?
I haven't done that yet.
Oh, you have to watch Roy 2.0. All right.
Okay.
I like Rick and Morty too. I'm a Rick and Morty fan also. So what's going on in the world today? I see, you know, I think we are in the middle of the singularity. I think that we'll see, look backwards and we'll say that we are in it right now. What do you guys think about that?
Well, the beginning of the singularity, if there is, when there still was a beginning.
Yeah. Do you think we're in the middle of it right now? The technology is moving so fast that we're like in this really evolutionarily impactful point in history.
I think it's speeding up, but it hasn't reached hyperspeed yet. It's still linear. We still have day to day. But you notice that with the pandemic, we don't have 9 to 5 as much anymore. Timing is a lot less linear for most of us.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. That's a good point. Time, in a way, time has changed for us since in the last year and a half.
Yeah. And in a way, it's allowed us to tune more into our natural rhythms. Like, I tend to be more of a late-night guy, and Mrs. Future tends to be a morning person. So,
oh, yeah, bright and early.
Yeah, so this is her time.
Yeah.
So what do you think all this stuff is going on, what's going to be the impact on human biology, on our biological form? Do you see any changes coming? Are we entering into a new stage in evolution as far as humanity is concerned?
Well, here's the thing. If you're allowed to just tune into your natural biological rhythms, you're going to feel more directly what wellness is. So I think it's a good thing that we, you know, are at home, that we're surrounded by nature more than we would be in an office downtown somewhere, and that we can tune into the natural rhythms of the earth and of life itself around us. I think that's a healthy experience. And we have that feeling of wellness that is...
That's interesting that you say that, because when I think of the Futures, Dr. and Mrs. Future, I don't think of tuning into the body as much as I think of using technology to tune into the body.
Well, the technology, like biofeedback, is key to tuning into the body. And the more we're able to tune in directly, I think the body has a built-in instruction manual, right? And one way to think about it, and that we can access it through our consciousness.
Mm. So is our consciousness a type of technology then?
Well, we've invented technology from our consciousness. It's a subset of consciousness.
But technology being a tool, is our consciousness a type of technology then?
Yes, it's a tool, and it's changing the way we understand learning now, too. You know, it's all about knowing how to search for what you want to know rather than memorizing a lot of figures. It's moved more towards how to evolve our own personal understanding of reality based on using the tools, such as the Internet. That was not something we were taught at schools. That's something that's happening spontaneously as we evolve.
So what are the implications of having our information being stored externally now, to the extent that it is? I mean, it's always been a little bit stored externally, but to the extent that it is now.
Well, again, I think biology is a good example for that. I mean, we have personal memory, and we have personal awareness of our direct experiences. So we have a local memory, and we also have the cloud, you know, in the sense of the libraries, the internet, of the collective wisdom of our species. And so we have both personal and collective awareness, and we need a balance of both. So
Are you concerned that the technology is such that there's way more information and it's much easier to access information externally than it is internally?
Well, you see, the thing there is that we have, as a species, we've created the internet, which is an externalization of what I think is actually going on in biology, that there is the equivalent of a biological internet, but already evolved and already in place, and that we're part of it. I say the web of life itself is information, living information. You see that that's the big jump. It's all alive. That's not quite understood yet. Especially with when we think of technology, we think of machines, and they're not alive. But I think we're evolving in the direction of self-repairing systems, self-healing systems,
learning, self-learning
systems. Yeah. The singularity is when all of that becomes self-evident to a critical mass of people. And in a sense, you're right, it is happening now, but it'll be happening for more and more people, I predict.
So do you think, is this what you're talking about when they talk about general AI? Is that what you're kind of talking about?
Well, with general AI being considered as being alive, I think that's the shift.
So that's like a new thing in evolution. That's like another stage in evolution, this general AI. And is there going to be a competition between general AI and humanity?
Well, that's always been our creation. Going back to the early days of Stanford when... Is that a commercial thing?
Yeah, that's a commercial. Hang on to that thought. I want to talk about this idea of general AI versus humanity as opposed to general AI with humanity. All right, hang on to that thought. Dr. Mrs. Future with us, Al and Sun Lundell. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with the Futures right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. and Mrs. Future, Alan and Sun Lundell, host of the Dr. and Mrs. Future show on KSCO. So, Dr. Future and Mrs. Future, general AI versus humanity or general AI with humanity?
Well, yeah, I think a good story for that is the early days of Silicon Valley at Stanford University. There were two AI labs, one run by John McCarthy, who kind of represented more of the idea that artificial intelligence could replace or go beyond humanity. And the other lab was Doug Engelbart, dedicated towards augmented computing, augmented intelligence, where we would go hand in hand with AI in creating the future. Where, like, for example, out of Engelbart's lab came the idea of the mouse, you know, so that you could interact with the machine intelligence. More naturally, the screens, you know, computers, you know, the pure AIs don't need visual screens. I mean, that's for us, you know, because that's the way we think. Like the Terminator, when they show that screen, they wouldn't actually need the screen of the Terminator's vision in order to understand reality. They just would know it. So we started having interfaces, and that was the other approach. And it turns out that the other approach, the interfaces, seems to be what's mostly working, that humanity works hand in hand with the technology very, very well. And I think we're going to continue in that direction to the point where there's a convergence that will truly be the singularity, if you will. The Neuralink stuff, you know, the interface between the brain and the internet.
What do you think of that whole idea of us like essentially being the internet via this neural?
Well, I think future generations will, and maybe future versions of ourselves. I mean, we were brought up not with that so much, but I do think it kind of reflects again what a biological internet that's already in place. We are connected to the web of life. You know, there's this shamanic awareness that we all have to connect with the web of life directly.
Yeah, can I just interject that I think it's so important that we humans always remember that we are nature and that we are a part of the emergence of the evolutionary qualities that are imbued in us. And mm-hmm. we're always acting with our own blueprint and our own intention. And with free will, we're inventing things that further our desires. And that's how nature works. Nature, you know, gives every creature an ecosystem in which it can live and evolve. And as it masters one step, it creates opportunities for the next one.
So do you think that we're mucking up the works, or everything we're doing is just part of the plan?
Well, I think those are stories that are used to control our emotions. You know, there's always something gained and something lost when new things begin. You know, you have Brahma, Krishna, and
Shiva. Shiva.
Yeah, so you have creation, you have balance, and you have destruction, and they're all simultaneous.
Yeah, they're all processes.
And it's important to focus on the positive outcomes that all processes create.
Right. You can't make an omelet unless you crack a few eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can demonize people just as a power play. And, you know, meanwhile, paradise is emerging all around, but the story telling is focusing on the hell world.
Yeah, that's it depends on where you're coming from. Are you at cause in creating reality, or are you out of touch?
Uh-huh. Yeah, obviously, you know, you're both, right? You're the cause and the effect.
Yeah, we're complex beings.
And that nonlinear time thing that we were talking about at the beginning is the thought forms. When you are thinking things, you are not in a chronological time.
You're timeless. You're timeless at that point. Yeah.
You're paying attention, and what you're paying attention to is where time is unfolding, and it's kind of timeless.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why the moment, that's why the present moment is so powerful, if you can stay in the present moment. And all of our problems are out of the present moment.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, well, I think ultimately that's what it's about, is returning to that present moment. We tend to get pulled out by survival needs, probably, and we're manipulated to go out of it. But that's where everything's good. That's where it's all good, right?
There's only now, and now is perfect.
Yeah.
There's opportunities in now, and some of those opportunities are to escape things that you don't like.
In the now.
In the now.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea that that's always, like you say, escape. I hope you don't mean that in a bad way, because it's kind of like our safety zone is the now. Everything's safe there, correct?
Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah, it's like, and we can always go back to that. And the price we pay for not being in the now, for not being in the present, is misery or suffering or fear or worry or guilt or anxiety.
Well, you also have a whole bunch of options that are provided by your imagination and your positive actions and the things that you focus your intention on. All of those are thought forms, and thought forms are part of your experience of the now.
So from a practical standpoint, with what's going on in the world today, what can we do from a practical standpoint using all these ideas?
Being really present with each moment, really appreciating each moment of life more as fully as you can, it would be, I mean, it's something we try to do.
Yeah, appreciating the fullness of the moment, and also choosing among your preferences the things that give you the most energy and the best outcome.
And you know you're succeeding because it's kind of like musicians being in a groove or playing music. Mm. You can get a groove with your life.
Flow.
You feel like
flow.
You're in a nice flow, as they would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever heard of this guy, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, and his whole science of flow, the psychology of flow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he talk about?
What's that? Yeah, he talks
about.
Yeah, yeah. He actually does. He's from the University of Chicago, and he's done like the science of flow. He wrote a book about it called Flow, and I think that's kind of what you're talking about when you talk about musicians being in the zone.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think that's an indicator that you're
I like that.
You're in the for who you are at this point in time. When you're feeling in your flow, that's where it's at.
Yeah, and you know that sweet spot is the flow where you're in the energy with other people. That's why music is so powerful, because everybody is hitting it together.
Mm, I like that. So, do you find yourself getting pulled out of that by what's going on in the world?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you listen to the news. It can't, but it's because, you know, the news is a reflection of the consciousness of the agency that's giving it to you. And they're still into the, you know, into the fear and as a motivator.
Well, and when you think about why it all happened, it's kind of simple. Human nature, when you're trying to persuade others, you're looking to make them do something. So, A, you start by making them question that everything's perfect and tell them it's not. And, B, you want them to think that they should come to you for the solution.
I love
it's
it.
It's really...
Yeah.
So I think with the media, will be used by people in a more conscious way. As a collective group minds are possible, for example, with the technology. They could solve any problem that we throw at it. Problems won't be the focus so much, or what's wrong won't be the focus anymore.
Well,
you're
talking about empowering people. You're talking about empowering people, but empowered people don't buy deodorant.
Well, that's not true. I think empowered people buy the best deodorant. I think empowered people.
No, they don't worry how they smell. They don't worry about things. Empowered people don't worry about things as much, do you think? And that's why people have to be disempowered, so that they'll buy the thing.
I think that worry is part of our existence. It's one of the ways we set our preferences, you know, things that alleviate our worries. Worries are part of your planning for the future. It's built into the process.
So you're saying that worry has a positive side to it? But you wouldn't call it worry. Planning is not the same as worry. Worry is when you have angst associated with the planning.
Well, I just say that every emotion is perfect to give us the skill to constantly improve our environment. You know, we live in a physical world. We have bodies. We have sensations.
Yeah.
We are wired to make those things positive.
If you have angst, what's your payoff?
There's always got to be a payoff, but the payoff is, like you say, a positive payoff would be some, like getting out of it, planning for something. Have you heard of Marvin Minsky and the Society of Emotions, by the way?
Oh, that's one of Mrs. Fuchs's favorites.
We're out of time, you guys. We'll have to continue this discussion. That's one of my favorites too, Mrs. Fuchs. Thanks for being on the Bright Side.
All
right.
Yes, I'd like to talk to you something about the skin of robots, you know, robot skin.
All right. I'm down. We're out of time, Dr. Fuchs and Mrs. Fuchs. Thanks for coming on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a beautiful day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.